Hi, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom Radio. And we are discussing our health issue today and tomorrow. So we're very happy that you've decided to join us. And we are on page 38 of your magazine, if you have it with you. Why don't you open to that page so you could follow along? Or if you're reading along on your digital device, why don't you turn to that so you can also see what we're talking about? And I have two health-conscious people with me in the studio today.
What a way to be introduced, eh? Health-conscious people.
And what is your name, health-conscious person?
Yeah, I'm Simon. Health-conscious Simon.
And I am Carolyn. Hello, everyone.
And I'm Linda, and I think I'm the least health-conscious of all three of us. Simon, you are health-conscious. You have done a lot over the last year to...
Yeah, a couple of years now. I haven't always been health-conscious. I've become health-conscious
okay.
in the last couple of years.
That's all true. Right, so that makes you health-conscious at this point, right?
I guess so. But I don't think of that as being my main trait or the main characteristic that describes me usually.
No, but I do remember the day I asked Simon, so you all know what we're talking about. Simon has lost about, what, 30 kilos?
Much more than that.
40 kilos?
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I remember the day I asked him about why he decided to do this, to lose weight, and he said to me, because I decided I wanted to live.
It's true. It's true.
So yeah. You had to do something in a very healthy weight in order to do that, I hope.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily know what the reasons are, you know, for everybody, but as you get older, maybe your metabolism slows down. But more than that, I think especially if you're in a white-collar job, you become a lot more sedentary. And as you get busy, you end up eating quick and easy meals that maybe aren't so good to you. And over time, it just affects your health. And I started to get a little older, and I didn't want...
He's not that old, everybody.
Well, it's true. But I started to get old enough that those habits were starting to wear on me. And I didn't, you know, want to basically be in a hospital bed for the last 10 years of my life. So time to be health conscious.
And Carolyn is also health conscious, I know.
Yes, I do try to watch my diet. I have a vegan diet, so that means no meat, eggs, or dairy products. That means no cake. And unfortunately for our lesson today, it means no yogurt, which is something we're supposed to be talking about, as we can see in our subtitle there. But I enjoy being vegan. It's been about 5-6 years now, and I lost a lot of weight initially, but that sedentary lifestyle has brought some of that back. So looking to get more healthy once again.
Okay. I was just reading an article the other day for our listeners. It was, and for myself, it was quite interesting. It says that in order to keep your heart healthy, that you need to be exercising regularly. Probably if you aren't when you're younger, you need to start, in middle age and at least by the age of 65. If you wait until you're 70 to start exercising or to start walking or doing any kind of cardiovascular exercise to help your heart, you've kind of gone past the point of no return. So I'd like to encourage all of us to get up from our sedentary lifestyles and get moving because, you know, sitting is the new smoking in this generation. And that's kind of off the topic, but that also has to do with our lifestyle and being healthy and putting our health in focus. Today we're going to be talking about times of day and what you should do at different times of day to be healthy.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned sort of being active because that's the other side of this. Today's article is, of course, focused on food plans.
Mm-hmm.
So controlling your diet, but the other side of that is exercise. And actually, I would say of the two of us, Carolyn and I, Carolyn is much more strict about controlling diet than I am, but I am much more strict about my exercise regime. And so there really are different ways you can go about becoming healthy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a combination. So, I mean, what I was just saying that is particularly for heart health. You know, if you want to keep your heart healthy, and you need to do something about it. Okay, well, let's see what our article has to say. We're going to be talking about making a food plan and what that can mean for you throughout the day. So if you have your magazine, why don't you open it, or if you're on that page, we're going to read the left-hand column on page 38.
Health in Focus, Making a Food Plan, and How to Find the Healthiest Yogurt. How to Eat All Day to Lose Weight. What time you eat your meals may have just as much of an impact on your diet as what you eat. Here's a good game plan for success. 7 a.m. Fill up on protein. Those who divvied protein up among all three meals, 30 grams per meal, boasted a 25% higher rate of muscle synthesis, which helps maintain a healthy metabolism, versus those who loaded up at dinner, according to a study in the Journal of Nutrition. 10:30 a.m. Snack on almonds. Almonds make a great mid-morning snack since they may not increase your overall daily calories, according to research published in the European Journal of Nutrition. 11:30 a.m. Pre-order lunch. You know you'll be ready to eat at noon, so if you didn't pack a lunch, put in your order before you pick it up. Deciding what to eat ahead of time, with the benefit of seeing the nutrition info online, can help you save 115 calories, per research in the journal Appetite.
I don't know. I think this sounds pretty good. Eating all day and losing weight sounds like a good
sounds
combination
like a
to me.
Great plan.
But I thought it was kind of interesting. What time you eat your meals may have just as much of an impact on your diet as what you eat. So they're giving suggested times. And I think some of this has to do also with keeping your blood sugar stable throughout the day, so you aren't crashing and then eating everything in sight, which is kind of what I tend to do. Okay, so we see here that they are recommending this, and they give us seven times throughout the day. And some of them are kind of interesting times. But it says that here's a good game plan for success. Usually when we look at this word game plan, we're thinking of sports and what their plan is to win if they're playing football or soccer or whatever. That's their game plan. But here, it really just means a plan for achieving success. And we see that we start at 7 a.m. Maybe a lot of you aren't even out of bed by 7 a.m., but the first thing that they advise you to do is fill up on protein. What do you think about that, Simon?
I think it's a double-edged sword,
which just means
it's a thing that really helps but can also hurt you. You have to be careful with that. I know when I first started pursuing a health-conscious lifestyle, the first way I did it was with very strict dieting rules, and I lost a lot of weight really quickly, but I also lost a lot of muscle. And so I started to eat more protein to sort of increase the amount of muscle, so that is definitely true, this part that they're talking about here. But the negative side of that is that often you have to be careful about what kinds of protein you're eating. So, for example, if your main source of protein is bacon, then you might find yourself with all kinds of cholesterol problems and heart problems and things like that. So you have to be very careful about what kind of protein you're filling up on.
Mm-hmm. There's also always the question of, are eggs good for you? Are eggs bad for you? Should you be eating eggs? I also find it really interesting the numbers that they quote here, 30 grams of protein per meal. That is actually a very high number.
Mm-hmm.
The usual recommended amount of protein per day is 0.8 grams per kilo of body weight. So you should see how much you weigh and then eat 0.8 grams per day of protein is usually the recommended amount.
By whom?
By nutritional societies in the United States.
Well, Journal of Nutrition is a pretty well-respected journal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is, you know, when you read this, it's probably average.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, Carolyn, I know you figured this out. Well, how many grams of protein do you try to eat a day?
So I don't calculate it. I don't pay very much close attention to the number. But for today, I decided that I should probably look and check. And I've already had 10 grams with a vegan breakfast. That was mostly just a sandwich, a vegetable sandwich. And that's already...
With whole wheat bread.
With whole wheat bread, yes.
So you have to put aside the white bread that we all love.
Not sugary white bread.
Yes. I ate a bunch of fish already today, and my muscles are way bigger than Carolyn's. So.
You so also really exercise and enjoy those push-ups,
Simon. So there is something to be said for the protein.
There is. And our article also mentions that this is for a higher rate of muscle synthesis. So I think that this is really focusing on muscle building.
Yeah, that's right.
And maintaining a healthy metabolism. So not necessarily just reaching the minimum protein requirement. This is muscle building.
The other thing I would add to that, though, is basically if you look at the bigger picture of the plan, you're looking at, like, more smaller meals through the day, basically. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that can be difficult about doing that is that you end up feeling hungry all the time if you're really cutting the size of your meals, and protein makes you feel full.
Right. It's more saturated, so it takes longer to digest, and so you feel full longer. But it says that you need to divvy up, okay, or divvy protein up. And if you divvy up something, what do you do, Carolyn?
Well, that means that you divide it into parts. So here they're saying that you shouldn't eat all of your protein at one meal. You should spread it out throughout the three meals that you eat during the day or among all of the smaller snacks and meals that you have.
Right. So they say that if you do this, then people who actually divided this up and they tried for 30 grams per meal, that does seem like a lot of protein.
That's a lot.
Boasted a 25% higher rate of muscle synthesis, which is what Carolyn was just talking about, and that keeps our metabolism high and working well.
I got to go get some smoked salmon.
But this is in versus those who loaded up at dinner, and that just means, you know, we tend to eat a lot of a lot heavier food at dinner. Most people do, and a lot of that is protein. So what they're suggesting is don't save all your protein for dinner, you know. Try to spread it out throughout the day, basically.
Most people are less active after dinner, right?
So right.
If you take a good shot of protein early in the morning, you're going to be active through the day, so you can hopefully convert that into big muscles.
Right, which is what we all want.
That's what we all want, yeah.
And then 10:30. Okay, so we've gone from 7 to 10:30. So basically they're saying that you should be okay for about 3.5 hours. And then you should snack on almonds. And they don't increase your overall daily calories, right? But do either one of you snack on almonds?
Yes.
Sometimes.
I do, quite regularly.
Okay, and, you know, you shouldn't make them salted almonds. They should be
I do not make them salted almonds.
Okay.
Because I'm health conscious.
Right. Yeah, I have a big bag of unsalted almonds or raw almonds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they make a great snack, and they're very filling. And they don't increase your daily calories, and they also fill you up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what is the importance, so our listeners know, that the almonds are not salted? Why is that important?
Salt is bad. It affects it affects all those numbers, things like, you know, people are told to be wary of salt, to avoid salt if they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high lipids, all of those.
Everything.
I guess you'd call them red lines in
but
your medical report.
But they also make you retain water, all kinds of things.
Right. So even though the salted almonds taste really good, go for the roasted almonds that are not salted.
Right.
I mean, there are natural salts in the foods you're going to eat through the day anyway, so you get more than enough salt.
Right.
Eating normal stuff.
Right? I very rarely salt my food when I'm cooking. Yeah.
Well, but natural salts come in the food.
Right.
You know, so.
In a lot of food, so.
I mean, it's not, unless you're working in a steel mill where it's 40 degrees Celsius all day and you're sweating all the time, you don't really need too much extra salt. Right?
And then we leave almonds behind at 10:30, and only an hour later we're looking at lunch. And so they are saying pre-order lunch or order your lunch ahead of time. And it says you'll know you'll be ready to eat at noon. So if you didn't pack a lunch, put in your order before you pick it up. I think in Asia that might be a little bit more difficult to do. This is assuming that you eat out a lot. If you didn't pack a lunch, that means make your own lunch and take it with you to work, then order your lunch beforehand, because in a lot of restaurants, you can look on their site. It'll tell you the calories, the protein, everything that food has in it, what's in it exactly, and you can pick something healthy.
Mm-hmm. We do have some app options like that, like Food Panda, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a regular user of those apps, so I don't know how much information they provide about.
As far as my experience goes, I haven't seen any nutritional information
right.
for the food. They're fairly convenient for delivery, but not for knowing what nutritional content you're getting, which can inform your decision a little bit more. If you look on the app and you see three different things that you like that are about the same price, but have very different nutritional content, then knowing that might help you to choose the slightly healthier one.
I think it's kind of interesting. It says here that according to their research, the research of Appetite magazine, that it can save you 115 calories. And, you know, that really adds up every day, mm-hmm. 115 calories a day. If you are calorie conscious or health conscious, you know, you really want to think about what you're doing. I mean, if I have a salad at lunch, I always order my salad dressing on the side. I use like a quarter of what is usually put on a salad here. If the restaurant dresses it itself, you don't really need all of that.
I used to do that, but then I just always used all the salad dressing in the cup, so
oh,
I
yeah,
gave
I
up.
I make sure that I don't.
I think the other thing about this pre-ordering lunch, part of it is obviously making good informed choices because
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of information. But the other thing is, you know, there's kind of an old tradition or way of thinking, you know, that you shouldn't go grocery shopping. You shouldn't
oh, definitely.
Go to the supermarket when you're hungry or you'll buy more stuff, right? And so the pre-ordering is also probably important that in that it lets you make choices about what you're going to eat before you're too hungry and thinking, you know, I want to eat the big one.
I want to order all of the extra sides
yeah,
to go with
go.
It.
Yes. I know. I have been grocery shopping when I'm hungry, really. I could just have well taken the store home with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's continue. We've done the morning now, and in our right-hand column, it's going to help us make decisions for the afternoon. So let's read the right-hand column right now.
Three p.m. Spoon up yogurt. An afternoon yogurt snack helped people hold off hunger longer, so they ate 100 fewer calories at dinner, reports a study in Nutrition Journal. 4 p.m. Skip the Java. Resist the coffee jolt to beat the afternoon slump. Sipping Joe this late in the day can cost you an hour of sleep, reports a study from the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. 6 p.m. Focus on family. Sit down at the table, not the couch, for dinner. Eating without distractions is associated with a healthier BMI for both kiddos and adults and strengthens your family bond, says Cornell University research. 10 p.m. Turn in. Go to bed at a reasonable time. People who clocked a mere 4 hours of sleep gobbled 130 extra calories compared to adults who got closer to the recommended 8 hours, found research in the journal Sleep.
So now we're at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and it says spoon up yogurt, which means just have some yogurt. And it's kind of interesting. What does this afternoon yogurt snack do for you?
Well, it's a great afternoon snack that helps people hold off hunger longer. So that means that people will be less hungry for a longer period of time, and then they don't feel as hungry by the time dinner rolls around, and they eat 100 fewer calories.
Okay, and this phrasal verb here, to hold off something, you know, hold off on a decision, it just means not to do it, okay? So hold off hunger means it keeps it from happening. Well, I know, Carolyn, you don't eat yogurt, but Simon, what about you?
We're actually going to talk a fair bit about yogurt tomorrow on the program, so I won't get too into it. I would just say I like yogurt, I eat yogurt, but I think a lot of the yogurts that you find in the supermarket are full of, you know, sugar and additives and basically like jam rather than actual fruit stuff.
Yeah, you do need to be careful.
So you want to choose carefully.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of vocabulary here for coffee, okay? So at 4 p.m., you know, a lot of people have the urge to have a cup of Java. Okay, that's a word for coffee. And then it says, you should resist the coffee jolt. Okay, so what do you think about this?
Well, I think this is really great. I don't drink tons of coffee. Occasionally I'll have something in the morning, but not usually. I like tea more. But I love all of the words here for coffee, like Java, which is based off of the Indonesian island Java, which is a place where they grow lots of coffee, and then resist the coffee jolt.
Mm-hmm.
Here, jolt means like to provide energy, and coffee hopefully boosts our energy when we drink it. So you get a sudden boost, a sudden jolt of energy to beat the afternoon slump. And slump just means that you're out of energy. You're very tired.
Right, so you can slump over your desk, which means just kind of hang over it. Whereas when you get a jolt of something, it makes you sit upright.
There's another term for coffee in the next line. They say sipping Joe, so sip is like a small drink. You're just taking a little bit out of the cup. And
what's
Joe,
the opposite of sip?
Gulp.
Okay.
G-U-L-P, a giant drink.
Which we do in the morning. We instead gulp of our coffee.
Gulp your coffee. Right. Sip your coffee.
Yeah, Joe comes from the term cup of Joe,
mm-hmm.
which just means a cup of, here it says brewed coffee. I would have said just black coffee. And I had no idea where this term came from, but our good friends at Google have helped me out. Basically, they say that this term, a cup of Joe, is an American nickname for a cup of coffee, and it was named after a politician, the Secretary of the Navy, Admiral Josephus, or Joe Daniels. And he stopped the Navy from drinking alcohol in 1914. And so coffee, or cups of coffee, became the next best thing for American military people. A cup
of
Joe.
I knew it was a military term. It came from the military. Okay. But I didn't realize it was quite that old. I thought it happened in the Second World War. But then it's kind of interesting because Simon also found another reference that said that in, like, the 1930s, they referred to coffee as Jamocha, right?
Oh, that's right. And, you know, today if you go into a Starbucks or a any coffee shop, really, you can order a mocha, which, of course, is a chocolate-flavored coffee. And so a Jamocha would be like a cup of Joe or a cup of Java mixed with mocha or chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So chocolate coffee. You can get mochaccinos. You can get all sorts of mocha things.
But we see that if you drink at this late in the day, it will stop you. Well, it says it can cost you an hour of sleep, so it means that you'll lose an hour of sleep because basically, coffee keeps you awake.
I would say it depends how tired you are at that point.
Well, I know when I'm in jet lag that we always stop and have coffee at 4. It keeps me awake until at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6 o'clock, it says focused on the family. So sit down at the table, not the couch, for dinner. And then if you eat without distractions, you have a healthier BMI. For both kids and adults, this word kiddos just is another, you know, kind of nickname for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of my favorite words, but anyway, BMI here. Carolyn, what does that mean?
BMI, those three letters, refer to body mass index, and that's just a measurement that's used to represent the percentages of fat and muscle in the body. And usually we use it to determine whether or not a person is a healthy weight.
Okay. So you get a, you have a healthier BMI if you eat dinner at a table and not just mindlessly eat as you're watching television. And it also, and this makes sense, it strengthens your family bond. So when our kids were growing up, we never had the TV on. We always ate dinner together as a family. Now that they've left home, not so much. Okay, and then at 10 p.m. it says turn in. So this is one of vocabulary focus words. It just means to go to bed. And it says to go to bed at a reasonable time. And why should you do that, Simon?
Well, it says if you don't, you can gobble up to 130 extra calories. And I assume that's just snacking late
right.
at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think as probably most people would be watching TV or something, and you just are like eating, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of snacks, not even healthy food.
Yeah, you just want something to do. So
right, with your hands.
With my hands, or like chew on something. You want mm-hmm. something a little crunchy while you're watching TV, and then you end up eating chips, and that's not good.
So, you know, going to bed at a decent hour enables you to get the recommended amount of sleep, which also is good for our bodies and for our health. Well, we hope that you join us again tomorrow. We're going to be talking more specifically about yogurt and seeing what that has to offer us. So we thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.